Welcome to Podcastify, your personal generative AI podcast. Ever wondered how much YouTubers really make? Well, today we're diving deep into Ali Abdaal's income breakdown over the past 6 years. Buckle up, it's a wild ride.
Ooh, I love a good income reveal. So is it all ad revenue, or is there more to it?
Way more than just ads. Ali breaks down 12 income streams, starting with the classic YouTube AdSense.
Right, AdSense. That's where Google pays YouTubers for those pre-roll ads, right?
Exactly. And Ali's RPM, or revenue per mil, 1,000 views, has fluctuated wildly over the years, from about $1 in 2018 to £6 or £7 recently. Fascinating how much it's changed.
So what caused those spikes in RPM? Must be nice to earn more per view.
Apparently, making videos about finance and investing really boosts your RPM. Advertisers in those niches have deep pockets. Plus, the pandemic had a huge impact with more people online and watching videos.
Makes sense. So beyond AdSense.
Amazon Associates. Affiliate marketing is where it's at. He earns a small percentage every time someone buys a product through his Amazon links in the description. It adds up.
Clever. Any other affiliate programs?
Tons. He has deals with companies like Epidemic Sound and Ghost, even for his keyboard and iPad screen protector. Direct deals often mean higher commission rates, sometimes up to 50%.
Wow, 50%, that's a game changer.
Then, there's YouTube sponsorships. Those mid-roll ads can be a huge source of income, especially for bigger YouTubers. But Ali's pretty strict. He only sponsors products he uses.
Respect, integrity, everything.
For sure. And he's even got two podcasts now, Not Overthinking with his brother and Deep Dive, where he interviews fascinating people. Plus, sponsorships on the podcast add even more to the pot.
Busy guy, so he's monetizing his content in every way possible.
Pretty much. He's got a weekly email newsletter with sponsors, he dabbles in Instagram and TikTok sponsorships, and he even experimented with merch.
Merch? Like t-shirts and mugs?
Actually, he designed his own stationery, a productivity planner and to-do list. It was a fun experiment, though not as profitable as other income streams.
Interesting. So what's the biggest moneymaker besides YouTube ads and sponsorships?
Online courses. He's got a whole bunch of classes on Skillshare where he earns royalties based on watch time. And those royalties are significant.
I've seen his Skillshare ads there everywhere. Does he host any courses himself?
Yep, he's got two self-hosted courses, Creatorpreneur and Camera Confidence. He made the smart move to diversify away from Skillshare, anticipating potential changes in their pricing.
Smart. That's a good lesson for any creator.
And finally, the big one, his cohort-based course, the Part-Time YouTuber Academy. It's a live online course that's generated millions in revenue.
Millions? Okay, I need to sign up for that course.
It's intense, though. Live Zoom calls, accountability, workshops. A lot of work for him and the team.
I can imagine. But with that kind of revenue, it's probably worth the effort, right?
Well, Ali's actually grappling with that question. The course has become this huge thing, but it's pulling him away from his true passion, which is creating free content.
That's a tough dilemma. Success can be a double-edged sword.
Absolutely. But hey, with a total revenue of over $4.6 million this year, he's doing something right.
Mind-blowing. Thanks for this fascinating breakdown. I'm inspired and slightly intimidated.
Same here. This is Podcastify, signing off. See you in the next episode.
Bye-bye.